This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Now to the green business known as marijuana. It's green in that you have to pay with greenbacks if you want the greenish product. Federal banking laws generally prohibit banks and other financial institutions from doing business with the cannabis industry, even if it's in a state where cultivation and selling is legal. But support could be building in Congress to change that with a hearing before the Senate Banking Committee tomorrow, Marketplace's Ben Bradford reports.
Customers looking to purchase cannabis usually can't pay with plastic, and attorney Steve Shane says dispensaries struggle to find banks to deposit with.
If you're a marijuana-related business, especially if you're a dispensary, you have a mountain of cash, and you don't know what to do with it.
But the House Financial Services Committee passed a bill last month that would lift financial restrictions and open up banking in states where marijuana is legal. Tomorrow's hearing in the Senate could be another step, says Michael Correa at the National Cannabis Industry Association.
This is one of the truly bipartisan issues in Congress.
But he worries a schism is emerging. House Democrats are considering adding provisions to promote opportunities in the industry for minorities, especially people unfairly targeted by the war on drugs. Correa says he supports that, but Senate Republicans may not.
I want to make sure none of our momentum is slowed down or stopped because people want a perfect bill versus a bill that could actually get through today.
Separately, the House Judiciary Committee is discussing reducing penalties for marijuana possession. I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.